heard a sound that you couldn't explain? Well, you're not alone. It just so happens that people all over the globe happen to hear sounds, and some of them don't have any explanation. So up next, we're going to cover the Earth trumpet sounds, a phenomenon known as the hum or the worldly hum, and the Forest Grove Park sound. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this one. Sometimes things are a bit off. It's human nature to seek answers, but sometimes there are no answers. Star Queen Paranormal is here to help not make any progress on finding those answers. Stare deeply into the void and ask it, "Hey Void, why are you staring back?" Impress your friends at parties with your vast knowledge of controversial topics. The everyday that makes you say, "Hey." Star Queen Paranormal is here to keep that awe and mystery alive, to light the spark of curiosity, to delve a little deeper into the unseen. For the enthusiasts of the strange and extraordinary, align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal. Hey there, Stardusties. This is your hostess, Countess of the Creepies, Space Pirate, Transdimensional Portal, Enthusiast of the Strange and Extraordinary, the reason you walked into the room and then forgot what you were doing. I am Exy. Real quick reminder, the point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to formulate your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change your mind, but to broaden it. To present the idea, in the words of Neil Gaiman, but the truth is, it's not the idea. It's never the idea. It's always what you do with it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very second episode of Star Queen Paranormal. I have a confession or two to make. That first episode had some technical difficulties, and a lot of what I recorded ended up going missing, and like little chunks of it skipped, and I was not as proud of it as I could have been. But I was very excited about this project, so I went ahead and posted it, hoping to grab some listeners, and I'm hoping you're still here. So I meant to start last week's episode with a quote, and it's just going to be every episode, it's going to have a quote from whatever I feel like choosing a quote from. And today's words of wisdom, I'm just going to use last week's, is from Men in Black, and the quote is, 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that humans were alone on this planet. Imagine what you'll know tomorrow. Now for the moment you've been waiting for, this is Terrible Tarot. Now what makes it terrible? Well, I am not an identified psychic, and I don't claim to be. I do not feel qualified to read these cards. This is a plain Rider-Waite deck. You can hear me shuffling it now. Take what resonates, and if you're listening to multiple episodes, then take all the readings. Take all the luck. Take all the good fortune, because I'm just making stuff up as I go. So you've got the Two of Cups, the Hermit, and the Page of Wands. Now, for those of you who can't see, because I don't have video yet, the Two of Cups is kind of like a lover's card. Sometimes it's a health card. The Hermit is the little Led Zeppelin dude. You know, he's got the lantern, and he's like hunched over with the staff and looking very pensive. And the Page of Wands is a young man staring at awe at his magic stick. No entendre intended. But what I'm getting from this reading is that you are about to engage in a collaborative effort, possibly to solve a problem, possibly for work, or maybe a romantic effort. But you need to look within yourself for insight and inspiration. And trust your inner voice, and you will find that spark of creativity you've been looking for. In strange news, NPR posted on May 20th that scientists discovered an ancient forest inside of a giant sinkhole in China. The sinkhole is 630 feet deep, and NPR notes that the sinkhole would hide the Washington Monument and then some. The bottom of the pit holds an ancient forest spanning nearly 3 football fields in length, with trees towering over 100 feet high. Next up, I want to start a segment where I read paranormal news, or I talk about paranormal that I've seen on YouTube or TikTok. And this particular one is from TikTok. This is absolutely one of my favorite strange stories. This story is by a user named Mermaid Fishing, and she posted it, I think, July 29th is what I have written down. But in her story, she's driving and her best friend is in the passenger seat. They start to pull onto the freeway. The next thing they know, it's like they blinked, and the best friend is now driving, and they're now on a dirt road with a chain link fence on the driver's side. The dirt road leads them to a giant warning sign that says, "Warning! Active landmine field!" This user says she screams, "Reverse!" And her friend managed to turn around, and now the barbed wire fence is on the passenger side. Suddenly, lights surround them from every direction. This TikTok user said that she was sure that it was aliens or that some terrible thing was going to happen to them, and she was just freaking out. It was military police. They somehow, after pulling onto the freeway, arrived in a blip of a second on a military base. This was the 90s, so the military police had to hold them for 4 hours while they took their IDs. She said her friend found out that somebody used her check fraudulently because they had to, like, run their IDs through Interpol. But the military police couldn't figure out how they got on the base, and neither could they. They had no answers for them. So ultimately, their IDs were clean. I mean, these are just two regular people. So they let them go. Nobody has contacted them since, and they still talk about it, but they don't really know what happened. Again, that was TikTok user Mermaid Fishing, and that was posted July 29th. It was a stitch with Shiver Paranormal. There's a lot of good stories on that particular stitch for Shiver Paranormal. I invite you all to check it out. And just to clarify, when I said July 29th, I meant July 29th, 2021. So a little bit of digging, but it's well worth it. The poltergeist has finished making my sandwich, so I'll be back in just a moment.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
And so we're back from outer space. I just walked in to see that sad look upon your face because we were on break. But now we're back. Shout out to Jessica and Amber at Shamblefest. If you're listening, Jess, I'm probably going to use your promo for, like, ever. At least until I get more people interested in promo spots. Also, real quick shout out to my friend Robin, who encouraged me to start a podcast. I've always had one floating in the back of my mind, but Robin messaged me last week, I think, and said, "Hey, have you ever thought about starting a podcast?" That was kind of the fire I needed lit under my feet to start this. Anyway, you're not here to hear about me. You're here to hear about weird sounds across the globe. And boy, I have a couple of weird phenomena. First phenomenon I want to talk about is something called earth trumpets. If you look it up on YouTube, you'll find it under earth groans, strange noises heard across the planet. You'll find plenty of compilation videos on this. So what are they? Well, we don't know. They are strange noises heard from all over the planet, in different countries, different kinds of environments, none of which seem to have an explainable cause. Let me play you a clip of a couple. They're all mostly like that one, but let me play you a few more. I'm just speaking in between so you know that they're different sounds. And in the great words of Marvel superhero Thor, another! Some of these are so pretty. You can find more of these strange Earth sounds on YouTube. I'm sure you can find stuff on your search engine of choice. But I found it interesting, and it went with my other stories. This next story is going to be about the forest grove sound. In the sleepy little suburb of Forest Grove, Oregon, in February 2016, an unexplained high-pitched noise was heard intermittently day and night, and was reported by several of the people living in the area. The unexplained noise was described by the Oregonian as a mechanical scream. The Department of Forestry determined it was not equipment. The Washington Post described it as a giant flute played off pitch. Some people described it as car brakes or steam whistle. NBC News said it was akin to a bad one-note violin solo broadcast over a microphone with non-stop feedback. It reportedly lasted 10 seconds to several minutes at a time. And most neighbors agree that the sound was coming somewhere near Gales Creek Road in Forest Grove. A professor of physics named Andrew Dawes from Pacific University mapped the location where the noise had been heard, and it did not suggest a single location. Throughout February of 2016, approximately 200 calls were made to police about this noise. Many of the calls were from people who just had suggestions on what it could be, from frogs to Bigfoot or aliens. The report on NBC News called it a mysterious nighttime shriek. They also called it Satan's tea kettle. Some of the reports described it as perhaps a defective water valve, a signal of the end times, or maybe an alien mothership. Even more people suggested squealing brakes or mating Sasquatch, the mating drumfish, or one of the seven trumpets from the Bible. One thing that is of note about this mysterious Forest Grove sound is that after police gave a warning publicly, the sound seemed to cease. Reports of the sound ceased about February 27th, 2016. The sound was never heard again, and it was never explained. Even to this day, people still aren't sure what they heard in Forest Grove. But in October of the same year, 2016, a performing arts theater in Forest Grove created a haunted house called Aliens in the Grove, and they had a scene based on the Forest Grove noise. Now, there are several news reports that are still circulating online about this noise. And there are several with video footage of the Forest Grove sound. So I invite you to go and investigate that yourself. But what do you think it could have been? Do you think it was mating Sasquatch? Or signal from the mothership? Do you think it was mating drumfish or frog? Or perhaps a more mundane explanation, like car brakes or an organ? Pipe whistle. The Forest Grove noise is something to ponder. And this final unexplainable noise that I'd like to cover is something simply known as The Hum. Now, The Hum has a dedicated website to people who hear it. And depending on your sources, approximately 2 to 4% of people hear it worldwide. What makes this particular hum unique is that many people hear it, but many more do not. And it gets louder in some places. But vibration measuring devices can't seem to detect it, at least not all the time. A news source called KALW had a post on the topic, and they interviewed someone named, Nelson Sarney, who posted a question about the hum on Nextdoor. They received several comments, and the comments seemed to have similar circumstances. So it's usually only heard by one person in the house, usually only heard indoors, in some rooms better than others. It's described as a low-pitched sound, like a truck idling. Some people who can hear it feel the vibration, and they can hear it different times of the day. And sometimes at different times of the day, it intensifies. Now, reports of this strange hum go back all the way to the 1970s from Bristol in the UK. But there does not appear to be a source or explanation as to why some people can hear or feel this hum and most people cannot. So it appears the worldwide hum is another one of those great mysteries that we need to ponder. What are your opinions on these strange noises? Have you heard something that you could not explain? Have you heard something that nobody else could hear? Do you have any other paranormal experiences you'd like to share? Do you have episode suggestions? Do you just think you know what the sounds are? Do you want to just chit-chat with your favorite hostess? Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Follow us at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram. Star Queen is one word. Or, if you'd like to throw some coin our way, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting a Star Queen in need. And so, Stardusties, remember to never let your guard down. Let your parents down instead. Always remember to be mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.